Okay, we're going to be learning a piece from Lakutei Halachos. Lakutei Halachos was written by Reb Nosson of Breslov. Reb Nosson was the main Talmud of Rabbi Nachman. Reb Nosson did an unbelievable job writing down a lot of the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, having them printed and spread throughout the world. And in this specific Sefer, what Reb Nosson does is he takes different Torahs from Reb Nachman's main book, which was Lakutei Maharan, and he basically expounds upon the Torahs, and he connects them to different halachos and ideas throughout Shulchan Aruch. So this specific piece is in Hilchos Sukkah Halacha Dalet, and this piece is expounding upon a Torah, Zion and Tinyan of Lakutei Maharan from Rabbi Nachman. So the piece talks about the two jobs of a tzaddik, right? And the two jobs of a tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman writes, is to basically dwell above and to dwell below. So there's a few different understandings of what that means. But one of the understandings, one of the ways we understand what Rabbi Nachman was teaching, was Rabbi Nachman was teaching that tzaddik's job is to dwell with those who view themselves as above and dwell with those who view themselves as below. Meaning the following. In Judaism, very often, you know, we could start to come close to Hashem, and we could all of a sudden get a feeling of, I don't want to say arrogance, but a feeling of, you know, I feel very close to Hashem, right? I'm Shomer Torah, I'm Shomer Mitzvos, and I try and do a lot of good acts, and, you know, I daven with a lot of kavana a lot of the time, and I feel like I'm very close to Hashem. So it's easy for a person to feel that way when they start getting more serious with their vote to Hashem. But it's really a trick of the Yitzhar. Because the Yitzhar wants us to feel like we're close to Hashem. Because that will, right, he wants us to feel like, not even just only a closeness to Hashem, but in a way that we've arrived. Right? We've arrived at what we were supposed to accomplish, and our vote is Hashem. We are now close to Hashem. And that's it. That's what we have to do. That's really a trick of the Yitzhar. Because the real, when we get to real knowledge of Hashem, real understanding of Hashem, real closeness to Hashem, what we really feel is, a great distance from him in some way, because the closer we get to something as great as Hashem, right, the more we realize how far we really are, right? When we realize the ultimate infinity, right, and how above physicality God is, so we realize how finite we are and how bound to physicality we are, and we realize that the journey to Hashem has just begun. No matter what we've accomplished, there's still so much more to do to come close to him. But when we fail to view ourselves that, when we think that we have already accomplished a great level in our Vos Hashem, so that's somebody who's called that they dwell above. Okay, they view themselves as if they're dwelling above, already so close to Hashem. So there's another type of person, a person who dwells below, and this type of person is a person, right? That it's probably more common nowadays. Is many of us, we feel like we're very distant from Hashem, and some of us even feel like we have no shaychus to Hashem. Right? I don't have a connection to Hashem. Right? So many people have this relationship with Hashem, which it's like, you know, I won't do anything too bad, and you don't do anything too bad to me, and that's it. That's our relationship. That's not a real relationship with Hashem. Right? That's not understanding what our true connection with Hashem is. And our true connection with Hashem is so much greater than that. But yet some of us often feel like, you know, if God knew what I did, you know, and he does, so then he definitely doesn't want to talk to me. He doesn't want to connect to me. You know, he doesn't want to hear my mincha prayer. If he knew, you know, I know what I just did wrong. He knows what I just did wrong. How could I go daven to him? It seems hypocritical. It's weird. And a lot of us view ourselves as very distant from God and godliness. But the reality is that that's also not the case. Right, similar to a person who views himself as close to God, so close to God, the truth is that they're very distant from him. So too, a person who views himself as very distant from God, the truth is they're actually very close to him. Because God is everywhere. We know that God fills the entire world. So even if a person's in the deepest and darkest place, right, they feel like they have no shaychus to God whatsoever. I don't feel like God wants to hear it with me. I don't feel like you know, I can connect to God in any way. That person in that situation, even before they start doing tshuva, so that very person is still connected to God at that moment. Hashem is still with them at that very moment, because it's a messias. It's a reality. It's not something that we need to believe. It's not something that we should It's not a nice idea. It's a messias that Hashem fills the entire world, right? So that being the case, he's eitzel everyone. He's next to everyone, regardless of where they're holding. So Rabbi Nachman writes that the job of the tzaddik is to show these two people what they really need to know. The person that views themselves as so high in their photo, they have to understand that you're just starting off. What are you getting so excited about? What do you think you're so close to God for? You have so much more to grow, right? And the person who views himself as so, so distant from God, right? That very person has to understand that they're so close to Hashem. Hashem is right there with them. In the most beautiful, beautiful way, Rav Nosson relates this back to the lulav, the esrog, the dasim, and the harafos, right? And the message of sukkahs in general. A lulav, we know, looks like the letter vav. The letter vav is connected to tzaddik. Tzaddik, the letter vav is called the letter of the tzaddik. It's tzaddik yisod alone. We know that the tzaddik is very connected with the sphere of yisod. Yisod is very connected with vav. Vav is obviously very connected with Yosef and that whole Indian. And that's for another time. But that being the case, we know that lulav, right, like we said, looks like a vav. It's connected with the tzaddik. And what does a vav do? A vav is a pipeline, right? A vav connects two things. That's what it looks like. It looks like a pipe. And so too is a tzaddik. A tzaddik is just a pipe from the upper world into the lower world. Right? Hashem sends blessing to the lower world through this pipe, which is called the tzaddik. Right? That's what the tzaddik is here for, is to bring this the shefa, this blessing down from God that Hashem wants to send to the Jewish people into the world. He is able to receive it for the world, and he shares it with the world. And this is all represented by the lulav. Again, this vav, this pipe that represents the tzaddik. Now we know about the lulav, that the lulav has a taste to it, but it doesn't have a smell. Right now, Rav Nosson is going to give a different understanding as to the four types of people we come across, right, in relation to the four types of the Arba Minim, right? And this is different, a little bit different than the way the Gemara explained it. So this is the lulav. The lulav we know is related to the tzaddik, like we said, it has a taste, it doesn't have a smell. The hadasim, right, they have a smell, but they don't have a taste. So if nothing says, this is what we're telling those people who feel like they're so close to God already. Right? You think you're so close to Hashem, you know what it is? Maybe you have a smell, but that's it. You only have a smell of what this really is. But a taste in general, if we think of the whole sense of taste, taste is something that you could only experience if it's inside of something, right? When you bite into food, do you then taste what the food tastes like? When the food is inside of your mouth, right? There's something panemius, there's something very inside, innard, or the innards of an item that's connected with taste. Versus smell, you could smell something even from the outside, right? If they're serving, if they're serving meat in the cafeteria, you could smell that even without experiencing that meat, breaking open that meat, putting the meat into your mouth, right? It could be a more external thing even. So we're saying to these people, we're saying, hey, you might have a reyach, but you don't even have a taste. You don't have a taste of what it means to come close to Hashem. You still are just at your entrance. And it's true. There is a smell. There's some aspect of understanding what's going on here in Avodas Hashem, but chavir, you're missing on the panimis. You're missing out on the inside of what it means to serve Hashem. There's a whole deeper level that you have to get to, and that's the tam. That's what the hadasim are missing, and that's what this individual is missing. The aravos, we know, don't have smell, and they also don't have a taste. The aravos are corresponding to these people that view themselves, and these people that maybe they are, then in some way they're poshi Yisrael. The part of us inside of us that's very distant from God. Right, that has sinned so many times, and when we view ourselves as I've sinned too many times, I can't return. Tshuva is not for me. Even though in all those drushas they speak about, anybody could do tshuva at any moment, it's not for me. I don't think I could. I don't even know how. I'm not even interested. Rabbi, if you knew the things I was involved in, you wouldn't say I'm also holy. You wouldn't say that. So these type of individuals, right, you know that in some ways they view themselves as not having a tam, and they also view themselves as not having a reach. I don't have a taste. I don't even have a concept of kedusha, of holiness within me. There's no holiness within me. You're not going to try and convince me that God's within me. There's no chance. I'm so far from that. So Rav Nosson teaches what the lulav does is, right, like we said, it's a tam, it has a taste, but it doesn't have a smell. So it goes to those people that think, right, that they have a smell, and says, Ein Reach. You barely even have a smell. You think you have a smell of God? You think you're so close to God? You think you're lucky if you even have a smell. You're very far from God. And the people that view themselves already as not being shayach to Hashem at all, not being relevant, God is not relevant in their lives, that's the way they feel, those people, the lulav is teaching them, tam, you have a tam. You have a taste. Not only do you have a smell of what it means to be close to God, you can taste it. There's a piece inside of you, just like a tam is inside of a food. There's something inside of you that is so close to Hashem. You have a neshama, and that can't be changed. No matter what action you've done, no matter what, how far you feel like you've fallen, there's a tam inside of you, right? The Jewish tam, the Yiddish tam inside of you that can't be removed. You're so close to Hashem. Hashem is with you. So that's the lulav, that's the dasim, that's the ravos. What's the esrom? Right? The Esrog is trying to bring this balance to all people. Right? As much as the Hadassim were trying to be a little bit mashpil the game, bring down the Hadassim and say, like, you shouldn't feel like you're so close to Hashem. Right? It's also to share with them, listen, you know, there is an aspect that you are close to Hashem. Like we say to the person who's holding by the revels, it's true. You view yourself as very close to Hashem. And you know what? You're more distant than you think you are. You are more distant than you think you are. You're not as close to Hashem as you think you are. Hashem is, he's infinite, and it's a lifetime journey to come close to Him. And even then, right, even then we're so far. But it's a lifetime journey. The Esrog teaches us, right, because the Esrog has a taste and has a smell. It says, you know what, let's have both, right? You have to taste, and you have to understand that there is an aspect of you that's always close to Hashem. And there's a reach. Reach meaning that we're always just getting a sniff of it. We're getting a whiff of it. But we're still distant from Hashem. Right? It's teaching us that balance. Also for the Aravos. For the person who views himself as so close to God. So far from God. That Aravos. You are so far from God in some ways. And there's so much room to grow. But on the other hand, you have to understand before you even start off on this journey of growth that you already accepted in Hashem's eyes. That Hashem is still mamish next to you because Malokal Aretz Kavodo. Hashem's glory fills the entire world. And it's this balance, right, that the Adasim and the Ravos have to find, the Tzaddik, which is the Lulav, is trying to bring both the Hadas and the Ravos to this level of Esrog, this level of balance between I'm so close to Hashem and that I haven't even started on my journey, right? And it's important that we all try and find this balance in our life. And it's really a balance that we have to find for ourselves, find for if a person has students, if a person has children, if a person has whatever a person has, whatever relationships, to try and give over these ideas of, you're already acceptable in my eyes. I already love you. You're already perfect in my eyes. And I'm already next to you, regardless of what you do. And at the same time, we have to work to come closer together. We have to work, right, to become great. Right? A parent needs to give over this message to a child, always, and a teacher, a student, always that, you're already enough. You are already special. But at the same time, right, there's also that is a process. There's a process to becoming great. You don't just walk into greatness. And this balance that the tzaddik has to walk along of knowing basically the ruach of each person, how to connect to each person that way and what they need. So that's why the tzaddik, take the lulav, you tie the ravim and dasim to the lulav, and you take the Esrog and you put it together with all of them. And we shake the lulav in the six directions. Because no matter what, the ikar vod of a tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman says, is dafka, even more important than those people that need to be shown that they're a little bit distant from God, are those people, which the majority of us, that need to be shown that we're actually so close to Hashem. So we take the lulav with everything bundled together, and we shake it in the six directions, saying that Hashem is everywhere. And even if you feel like you're an Arava, even if you feel like you're so distant, and you don't even have a tam of Yiddishkeit, you don't even have a reach of what it means to be involved in Kedusha, even if that's the way we feel, we have to understand Hashem is in every single place. Hashem is with every single person. Right? And Rabbi Nachman says, through these na'anayim, through the shaking of the lulav and the esrog, right, we're trying to wake everyone up to this reality. Wake up those lying in the dust, telling them, don't you understand? Don't you understand the reality that Hashem is everywhere? Shake them, trying to awaken them to this reality that there's something great inside of us. And no matter how far we feel like we've gone, how far we feel like we've fallen, we are still close to Hashem. Hashem should bless us to be able to connect to true tzaddikim, whether the tzaddikim are living or through those tzaddikim's Torah. Right, and tzaddikim that are able to give us dafka the message we need, to inspire us always to continue our devotion to Hashem. And at the same time, Hashem should help us bring within ourselves all these concepts of hadasim and aravos and esrog and lulav. And when we shake them, to mamish be awakening within ourselves the reality that Hashem is in all places, even in the places that seem so dry and barren from Kedusha, Hashem is also there. Thank you so much. Have an amazing, amazing Sukkot.